following is a presentation of DRG Media Group Sports.
This is the voice of the Pier Trappers, River 92.7. Welcome to Trappers Warm-Up, a preview of tonight's Pier Trappers game. Now, let's go to the ballpark for Trappers Warm-Up.
Welcome in, everybody, to Trappers Warm-Up. I am Ryan Breeden, your voice of the Pier Trappers. We're on the road again, this time in Minot, North Dakota. Corbett Field is the name where we are currently located. And the Trappers, for the first time this season, squaring off against the Sewers Valley Saberdogs, who are 5-1 on the year, just played six games against the Red River Pilots and took 5 of 6. For the Trappers, they are coming off a 7-game stand against the Ragin' Roosters of North Iowa, able to win 4 of 7. And so, going to be a new challenge here for the Trappers. The Saberdogs, probably the odds-on favorite to win the Expedition League this year, on top of the league here through a week and a half of play. The Trappers meeting out in left field right now. About to do our starting lineups. They're going to go out to their respective baselines for the national anthem. Before that, though, I just want to talk about what happened the last three games for the Trappers. They were coming off a 3-game losing streak going into Bancroft, Iowa for their 3-game road series. And the Trappers swept it, won all three of them on the road, and they were not particularly close either. They won 11-1, 15-3, and 13-9 yesterday. Yesterday it was the extra base hit for the Trappers, really carrying the way. 8 extra base hits in total for the team. They were slugging it, but they're about to face a team that also slugs it in the Saberdogs. I talked with Trappers head coach Jamie Habiger a few moments ago in the Trappers dugout about the matchup that the Saberdogs present today. Joined here pregame by Trappers head coach Jamie Habiger on the road here in Minot, North Dakota, for the first time. You guys able to get hot these last three games offensively. What do you do to keep that rolling here against the Saberdogs?
Yeah, I agree. We've been really hot with the bats. Hopefully we stay patient, aggressive, and go with what we've been going with, our discipline, and get some timely hits, which has been crucial for us the last few games.
What has been your initial prognosis on the Saberdogs lineup they've got?
Just what I've seen. They got some big boys that hit the ball good. So do we. I think it'll be a good matchup.
So you've got Brady Glenn, the lefty on the mounds today. He joined the team just today on the road. What can we see from Brady on the mound?
Oh, Brady's a little crafty guy. I'm hoping to keep the guys off balance in the box and hopefully get through the lineup three times or so with him on the mound. Our pitching's a little weak since we just had 4 games in a row, so hopefully Brady can give us some.
Your number one biggest key to winning the game today, what is it?
I would say our number one key is stay in the game. They're going to get the ball. They're going to make the plays. We just got to stay in it till the end and come through with a victory.
Thanks, Coach, and we'll see you post-game. Good luck tonight.
Thank you. Go Trap.
So that was Trappers head coach Jamie Habiger just a few moments ago in the dugout giving his keys to the game. The Saberdogs being introduced right now with some kids accompanying them out into their respective positions before we play the anthem. Always cool for a little kid to be able to run out onto the field with one of the big boys. I remember the days when that was me out there. Now I am back in the press box with the headset on, pretty much just talking the entire time. It's fun, though. I enjoy it. And so we're about to go for the national anthem here. We're going to take a quick break, and I'll give the starting lineups for each team, and we'll have first pitch here on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
At Darren Boyle Sales, I am thankful for this recent moisture, and we continue to get ready for mowing season with a great selection of Bush Hog mowers. Bush Hog mounted and pull-type mowers in sizes from 7 to 15 feet, Bush Hog zero-turn mowers in three models, and Bush Hog tillers, three-point discs, and mounted blades ready for work this spring. I also have Bush Hog rakes and disc mowers on hand for this year's haying season. If you need farm equipment of any kind, give me a call at 222-0317, like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page, or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com.
I'm DRG Media Group News and Farm Director Jody Heemstra. Whether you're at home, traveling around the world, or anywhere in between, you can take River 92.7 with you. How, you may ask? Activate the River 92.7 Alexa skill or download the DRGNews.com app, a service of Golden Buffalo Casino. Both are easy to set up, allowing you to enjoy high-quality sound wherever you go. Again, take River 92.7 anywhere you go by enabling the Alexa skill or downloading the DRGNews.com app.
The voice of the Pier Trappers, River 92.7.
Now one's lined into right field for a base hit. That will get down. One run will score. Coach Jamie will wave him around home, and he will score too. That's a two RBI single.
Pier Trappers Baseball is brought to you by Grey Goose Motors, The Outpost Lodge, Tokyo Japanese Cuisine, The Corner Station and The Crossing, Classic Car Wash, Darren Boyle Sales, and Avera St. Mary's Hospital. Now, Pier Trappers Baseball.
Let's play ball!
And we are back in here at Corbett Field, about ready to get underway here. And for the second night in a row, we have a showdown over there on the lines. This happened last night, too, in Bancroft for the Trappers. It was Drew Copeland staying on the line and having a stare down with one of the Raging Roosters, neither one of them wanting to leave. And we have the same thing right now. Caleb Hay this time. He started a couple of nights ago, and he's still standing out there on the third base line. For the Saberdogs, they've got, going to see if I can figure out who this is. I think it is Reed Butts out there. Both of them just refusing to back down. It's just these little mind games, these little mini games in the sport of baseball. You have to love them. They're always really interesting. I've never seen it happen twice in a row in back-to-back nights, though, the Trappers. So we're going to get started here at some point. We still have our stare down over there between Reed Butts and Caleb Hay. Neither one of them wanting to leave their post from where they were at for the national anthem. So as we are waiting for that to end and waiting for the starter, Trent Duyer of the Saberdogs, to finish warming up, I'll give you your starting lineup for the Trappers. Maddox Mueller leading off once again. Noah McCreary, Anthony Barraza, Will Hawk, Hunter Brown, CJ Cumbo, Andrew Beavers, Garrett Arnold, and Jacob Griffin. That is who we will see for the Trappers. And we will see some fresh competition, some fresh faces for the Saberdogs. Luis Pelayo, Hunter Delanoy, Ben Newbert, Chris Monroe, Dason Cruz, Cody Muncy, Jake Barlow, Alex Crouch, and Dustin Mertz. And we'll get to know them a little bit better when they bat for the first time. But for now, the Trappers will bat first. Here being on the road, and Caleb Hay secedes his competition with Reed Butts. So the stare down is over, finally, for the second night in a row. And we are ready to go here at Corbett Field in Minot, North Dakota. So the right-hander, Trent Duyer, making his first appearance of the year, facing Maddox Mueller. The first pitch is in there for a called strike. An all-turf playing surface here at Corbett Field. First time we are seeing that for the Trappers this year. 0-1 is hit to the right side. Playable at first. Monroe fields and steps on the bag himself for the first out. So a three unassisted ground out from Maddox Mueller. Throw over there at first, and that is a quick first out for the Trappers in the top of the first inning. I'm Ryan Breeden, the voice of the Trappers, here with you throughout the entirety of the season. First pitch to Noah McCreary, and that's in there for a called strike. Trent Duyer getting ahead of the first two batters he's faced in the game. Typically a recipe for success. Duyer getting in with a second pitch. That's lined foul to the left side. Out of play. And this is a this is an interesting park. Not one that I have ever seen before. Corbett Field, the dugout's located in the back corners rather than down the line. So 0-2 the count. The 0-2 to McCreary fouled off straight back. So we will do the 0-2 once again. McCreary hit a home run in the first game of the three-game road series in Bancroft. And here he is in Minot, North Dakota. Duyer swaying back and forth, then gets set with the 0-2, misses high. Duyer from Kansas Wesleyan, he is a junior. Born in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Has a little bit of a sway when he's looking in for the sign. Shows it there, and the 1-2 runs inside and misses. The count now 2-2. The 2-2. Incoming to McCreary. And he takes strike three. So McCreary goes down looking. It was a 2-2 count, a fastball. It was spotted low and inside. Definitely a strike. I just don't think that McCreary saw it very well. And now Anthony Barraza, the slugger, he's designated hitting tonight. Batting 270 on the year with a home run. First pitch swinging at a high fastball, but comes up empty. 0-1 to the right-hander Barraza. Was at Santa Ana College, now transferring to Fullerton. Really betting on himself here. And his love for the game. The 0-1 fouled off to the left side. In his last two starts, Barraza has two extra base hits, a home run, a double, and five RBI. Started to catch fire. He had the night off last night. And now back in the lineup today for the series opener. The 0-2. And it's waved on and missed. Strike three. Trent Duyer mows down the Trappers in the top of the first inning. It is 0-0. We go to the bottom of the first here in Corbett Field. And the Saberdogs will bat for the first time in the series when we come back here on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
The Crossing Inn Pier is a must-stop for ice-cold beverages in a relaxed atmosphere. They have 16 beers on tap. Many of them are from breweries all around South Dakota. And with a full liquor selection, they can mix up the drink you are looking for. Their staff is ready to serve you and your friends. Like them on Facebook to get information about drink specials and event information. Stop on down to The Crossing, located at 115 East Pleasant Drive, right next to the corner station.
The BRG Media Group Sports Players Perspective Podcast.
The professionalism and everything that goes along with the NFL and just the prestige of become just what a great organization and all the franchises and clubs involved is something I am really, really looking forward to.
Here's Brandon Cruz has made the NFL as an official. Hear from Brandon on the Players Perspective Podcast. Download or listen at your favorite station page at drgnews.com and the DRG News app. Brought to you by American Bank & Trust and Avera Orthopedics.
Hi, my name is Matt. I'm from Grey Goose Motors. I have an automotive key addiction. I go to the junkyard, I take keys out, I take them home, I pick them, I disassemble them, and when I get good at that, I hang upside down, and I take them apart and do it as fast as I can. So before you go to a dealer, I can save you a lot of money from a tow, and I can do things with automotive keys that dealers can't even dream about. I can do broken keys, I can do key programming, key fobs, anything to do with automotive keys that they tell you you can't do, I can do. Come check me out at GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com.
Welcome back in here to Corbett Field in Minot, North Dakota. I'm joined by Trevor Seagraves here for probably an inning or two. The second baseman for the Trappers having the night off tonight. It had a two-hit ball game last night. And here we're going to see Brady Glenn for the first time on the mound and throws a first pitch strike. Trevor, what do you think of Corbett Field? It's pretty unique, isn't it?
Oh, I love it. Just taking BP on it was pretty sweet.
That one misses outside.
Can't wait to be playing tomorrow because every ground ball I got was pretty clean. It was very nice. But yeah, looking forward to be able to play on it.
And so the other thing is, here's the 1-1. That's hit out to left field.
Get there, Noah.
McCreary ranges back, will not make the play. That rolls all the way to the wall. It will be extra bases for Luis Pelayo. He is rounding second and heading to third. The relay is not in time. It was a close play at third. A good relay, but the speed of Luis Pelayo beats out the throw, and that is a leadoff triple for the Saberdogs. Some big gaps out there in right and left center field. The one thing that I really can't get over here with this field is the dugout location. We walked in, and I immediately was thinking, where are the dugouts? And I realized they're in the back corners. They're not down the lines at all. Have you ever seen anything like that at any stadium you've been to?
I can't say I have. I played at some pretty unique stadiums from being from California. Played some nice ones like Notre Dame High School and Junipero Serra High School. Nothing like this. You can basically see the fans over your shoulder.
The 1-0 misses. So Brady Glenn needs to dial in here. His first start of the summer, joined the team today, was waiting for the bus. And now Hunter Delanoy, the right fielder, a lefty-lefty matchup, a runner on third. That's roped into right center field, and that will get down and roll to the wall for extra bases. That will score one, and Delanoy cruises into second for an RBI double, and just like that, two batters into the game, the Saberdogs, with a 1-0 lead. Trevor, these guys can hit, I think, for the Saberdogs.
Yeah, I mean, two barrels back-to-back, and Brady's throwing some good pitches right now. He's hitting corners, and they're barreling them. Kind of scary.
Definitely have some pop in this Saberdogs lineup. They're wearing the blue uniforms, the powder blue.
Pretty sick.
I'm a big fan of powder blue, being a Cardinals fan myself. First pitch breaking ball misses outside to Ben Neubert, and he is really the one to highlight in the lineup. This past season, he set the Bloomsburg University record for home runs in a career. He had 22 this past season and waves and misses. That was it's like a changeup maybe that was up and outside, but a wave and a miss.
I'm excited to watch Muncy play. Being the NAI Player of the Year last year, heard his name in the lineup and was pretty stoked to see that.
That's popped up to right field. Jacob Griffin going to have a long run, and that will drop and take a bounce and will be extra bases for Ben Neubert. Just took a bad bounce. Really not one of those you can do much about. It wasn't hard contact at all. Just found some turf, and it is 2-0, and we have 3 extra base hits already here to start off the game. And so another thing, how much differently does it play for an infielder when you play on turf compared to regular grass and dirt?
Well, you got to think of it differently, and you go to approach the ball much different. You get true hops.
First pitch strike to Chris Monroe.
But it depends what kind of turf you're playing on. Like, this turf is thin, so like the ball's going to skip a lot quicker to you, so you have more time, or you have less time to react, and more time to take your time once you field the ball.
0-1 to the righty, Chris Monroe, and he ropes that to left center field, and that's going to go to the wall for extra bases. We have another extra base hit. It is 3-0, and that is back-to-back-to-back doubles. And it is a slugfest here early for the Saberdogs. And we have a mound visit already. Saberdogs really pouring it on early here. And I think that based on the timing of which you came up here, your teammates may ask that you never come back up here again. You walk up here and 4 extra base hits and 3-0, not even an out recorded. You might have to leave early.
Well, I'd rather be out on the field with them than up here, but it's pretty awesome to be up here. I've never, you know, been in the box before.
It's a unique view. It's very different here at Corbett Field. We are back probably 100 feet from home plate. Very different from what my view was the last 3 nights at Bancroft Memorial Park. I was basically up in a skybox, looking right over you. There was one of your at-bats last night where you looked up and kind of gave me a nod and a quick wave. I basically felt like I was right on top of you guys.
Yeah.
This one, I'm a little bit lower to the ground and a bit farther back. Have a wider angle of view.
Yeah, I felt pretty relaxed yesterday going into my 5th at-bat. So I probably wouldn't have done that if I was more like locked in, but it was 3-0. I saw you and I was like, what's up, Brian?
First pitch. In there for a strike, goes with, looks like a slider. It's 0-1 count. The 0-1 breaks.
They got a lot of older guys on their team.
They absolutely do.
Tall
and I'm trying to figure out who this is, because he's wearing number 22, but there is no 22 on my lineup card. So that's interesting. Sometimes you have some curveballs thrown in there like that. The 1-1 hit out to left. McCreary camps under it, ranging towards the line.
Wow. The wind on that.
And makes the play. The wind blowing pretty much straight from center field directly to the line and left. So it gave some extra life to that ball near the end. And now Cody Muncy, the man that you mentioned, NAIA Player of the Year. Oklahoma Wesleyan. An Oklahoma kid, just like me.
Yeah, I mean, saw that he was Player of the Year my freshman year. I just finished my sophomore year. And definitely put a name for himself out there. Everybody who's in the NAIA follows NAIA on Instagram. And
the 0-1
can recognize
is low and outside. So what have you seen from Brady Glenn here on the mound so far in his first inning? What do you see from his stuff?
He kind of spots his stuff very well. I would just like to say that these guys are
missed outside.
Our vets, they know what they're doing. They know kind of pitches they're going to be seeing.
And you hear a train going by us right now in center field beyond the batter's eye. So that is what that is. A train here. The 2-1 hit out to center field. Maddox Mueller camps under it and makes the play, and there will be no tag from second. So Glenn able to settle in here a little bit and get back-to-back outs. And now I think that's Jake Barlow, number 4. The PA announcer said Alex Crouch, but I believe it is Jake Barlow. Delta State University.
Number 4, Jake Barlow.
Runner on second, 3-0, Saberdogs leading here in the bottom of the first. First pitch, that drops in for a strike. Trappers wearing the all-gray uniforms. Saberdogs wearing the powder blue. Reminds me of my Cardinals. Trevor, what team do you root for in the majors?
I'm a big Boston Red Sox fan.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
That one missed up and outside to make it a 1-1 count. My best friend, Jace Andrews, would love that answer from you. He is a diehard Red Sox fan, too. Things not going the best for them this year, but
they're kind of picking it up.
Starting to figure it out. It was a slow start. The 1-1 missed low and out.
I'm just happy to see Story starting to swing well.
He's swinging it very well. I've always been a big fan of Trevor Story.
He was my favorite player prior to him being on the Red Sox, and it was
pretty much perfect then that he ended up there. The 2-1 lined into left field. That will get down for a base hit. The runner will score from second, and that is an RBI single.
Oh, good toss.
From Jake Barlow. The fifth hit of the inning for the Saberdogs, and the fourth run comes around to score. And now Alex Crouch. One thing I want to ask you about too, Trevor. Last two games in a row, you guys, it was Drew Copeland in game one, and then Caleb Hay here today, had a little bit of a competition, a stare down with the opposing team to be the last one off the line after the anthem. If that's popped foul, perhaps playable. Hunter Brown reaches the fence and runs out of room. So explain to the people why it is that that is a thing in the sport of baseball and what it means.
It's just friendly competition. It kind of sets the pace for the game, as you can tell. So what that is it's a standoff.
The 0-1.
It's always usually between two players
missed.
That won't be playing in the game. And you stay there until you go back to your dugout. Usually the umpires are going to say something, so the first one to cave to the umpire will probably lose.
1-1 runner on the move. Hit over to second. CJ Cumbo fields and throws to first in time to end the inning. But the Saberdogs put up four runs on five hits, four extra base hits in the bottom of the first, and Trapper's going to have some work to do here in the top of the second. We'll be back here after a quick break on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Tokyo Japanese Cuisine prepares authentic Japanese fare, including hibachi and delicious sushi, conveniently located in the Northridge Plaza. Tokyo is a great choice for eat-in or takeout in the pier area. Tokyo Japanese Cuisine is known for its variety in taste and high-quality fresh ingredients. They're open from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, noon to 9 on Sundays. For carryout orders, call Tokyo Japanese Cuisine at 605-494-3388.
It's the easiest way to shop locally online and save. Discount deals at drgnews.com any time of the day or night with great savings on items and services. Cowboy Country Stores in Pier and Fort Pier, Prairie ATV and Cycle, Andrea Royer Studio, Classic Car Wash, Gator's Pizza Pasta Subs, and more. Register to save your payment information or shop as a guest. Just click on discount deals at any station page on drgnews.com. Discount deals from DRG Media Group.
When you're ready to wash your car, head to Classic Car Wash on Wells and Pier. Use any of their four wash bays with card processing for your convenience. And features like spot-free rinse and the best vacs in town. Needing to wash your boat? Use the easy access outside bay. Keep your car looking sharp with Classic Car Wash on Wells Avenue in Pier.
We're back in here after one inning. The Saberdogs leading it against your Pier Trappers 4-0. And going into the top of the second, Will Hawk leading it off for the Trappers. I'm Ryan Breed, and your voice of the Trappers, bringing you pretty much every game throughout the summer. And I have to my right Trevor Seagraves, the Trappers second baseman, who has the day off today. So he is joining me for an inning. He was here for the bottom of the first and will stay for the top of the second. Trevor telling me during this last half inning break, it's a pretty cool view up here, an interesting perspective of the game. First pitch lined into center field, and making the catch on the run is Pelayo. So just unlucky, a good swing from Will Hawk, barreled it up, just hit it to the wrong part of the yard.
That's a great hack. I'd take that out 10 days a week.
And if you're talking about unlucky outs, maybe the person who has been the most unlucky this entire season, Hunter Brown, standing up. He's been barreling it up a lot, just hitting it to the wrong places.
Yeah. No, I can tell you that from being a good buddy of his. And, you know, when you're so close to a few players, you really want to see them succeed. I mean, you want to see every one of your teammates succeed.
First pitch, waved at and missed. You know, one of the first things I noticed about Hunter was his cleats, the New Balance, the Big League Chew, I think, right?
Yeah, they are. Him and Garrett Arnold both have them.
The 0-1 popped up on the infield, and it is Barlow making the catch over there behind second base. So a pop-up within the infield for Hunter Brown. And now it is C.J. Cumbo. He is coming back after leaving the game with an injury in game one of the three-game road series in North Iowa, just nursing a little bit of hamstring soreness, but he is back in the lineup today. First pitch from Trent Duyer.
Oh,
that's waved at and missed. A good swing.
Yeah, you never want to see your teammates go down, and it was tough to watch him and Jackson Mix go down.
And then Gabriel, too, with his dislocated shoulder. That's
Gabriel's
a chase there on a breaking ball.
Gabriel's was really tough.
And so Gabriel staying back in Pierre to get a second opinion and get checked out on his shoulder. And I don't think Jackson didn't travel either, did he?
No, he didn't.
The 0-2 missed up and in. The wood bats here. And are you used to swinging with a wood bat?
Whenever I'm back home as in California, during like off season, so winter and summer.
1-2.
I like to
drops the bender. Looked like it was in there, but it was not. Trent Duyer already walking off the mound. He was heading towards the dugout. Has to stand back up there after thinking he had strike three called.
I like to take BP with wood bats, but I'm not really used to live pitching, so it's definitely a change.
Seems that one jammed him inside. You could hear the crack off the barrel and throwing him out at first. The shortstop Cruz made the play. And so three up, three down for the Trappers. Going to the bottom of the second. 4-0 the score, and Trevor Seagraves will stick around for one more half inning here. On the voice of the Trappers, 4-0 our score on River 92.7.
Experience the Outpost Lodge overlooking the Cow Creek Bay on Lake Oahe, just 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804. Come and enjoy fine dining in the unique atmosphere of the lodge at the Lakefront Steakhouse. Open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Specializing in steaks and barbecue ribs, serving locally raised Cowan Ranch beef. For your next meal, head to the Outpost Lodge, 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804.
Business owners, have you been exploring advertising more on social media or even looking at advertising and streaming services? This is John with DRG Media Group. Did you know that we offer complete marketing solutions that can have your business on the radio, online, in applications on your customers' smartphones, across social media, and even on popular streaming services? Give us a call today at 224-8686 and let the team at DRG Media Group take care of all your marketing needs so you can get back to the important things, your business and your customers.
Ah, why am I so sore? There are everyday moments.
Oh, hey, hold the ladder! Hold the ladder! Oh.
Yeah, that hurt.
And there are epic moments.
Fly! Fly! Fly!
Collins! Class of 1995!
When a moment creates a health need, visit the experts at Avera Orthopedics. We're moving health forward so you can tell the story. Learn more at avera.org/orthopedics.
We're back in here for the bottom of the second inning. Already one pitch into it here. Dustin Mertz, the catcher, takes ball one. I'm Ryan Breeden and joined by Trevor Seagraves for his third half inning here and probably final half inning up here with me. We'll have Drew Copeland a little bit later. That's ripped into left, and it's a fair ball, and it will roll all the way to the wall. Another extra base hit for the Saberdogs and Dustin Mertz cruises into second with a leadoff double. Just looks like these guys are really seeing the ball well right now, one time through the order.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I mean, from up here, I can see that Brady's got good stuff, but it doesn't seem to faze them. Is this to the top of their lineup?
Yep, we're back to the top. Luis Pelayo, he tripled and scored the first run of the game in his first at-bat. A career 4-12 hitter. Going to school at USAO.
What does that stand for?
I have no idea. I don't remember. I'll look it up. That's what we have Google for.
USAO.
I'm going to look that up. Oh, wait. Hold on.
It's from Aruba.
Is it the Oklahoma University of Science and Arts? Because that's where... Isn't that where Gabby goes?
Gabby and Will.
Yeah, that's where Gabriel goes. And Will. So I'm going to go look at that quick. So I think that they might be on the same team. That would be something, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that would be crazy.
The 1-1 is chopped to second. Kumbo ranging to his left, bobbles it, and has no play. It was a slow bouncer. Made CJ Kumbo range to his left, and the speed of Pelayo was able to beat it out. And so I'm going to look and see here. So there's Will. There's Gabby. And then Luis Pelayo. Yep. Yeah, they're teammates.
Wow. Hey, how about that? That's
I didn't
crazy.
Know that.
Look at Will and him talking at first base. They totally know each other.
The more you know.
That's crazy.
So now Hunter Delanoy, the right fielder, he doubled in his first at-bat. He has runners on the corners with nobody out here in the bottom of the second. First pitch just missed. I just got a text from Jordan, who's he's the assistant GM for our team, telling me that, yes, that is correct. I didn't know that, though. You'd think I would know what USAO stands for, considering I go to school in Oklahoma, at Oklahoma State, but clearly not. We have a 1-0 count to Hunter Delanoy, and that's called a strike.
Nice spot.
Able to spot the corner. Here, driven by the Office of Highway Safety, River 92.7 KGFX FM Pier. Seatbelts save lives, so please buckle up every time. Call that a legal ID. Something you do.
Oh, get there.
Moment. Every once in a while, Jamie tried reach up over the fence and catch that,
but it
bounced out there. Trying to channel his inner Mike Trout.
Jamie's got to make that play 10 times out of 10.
So after the foul ball, it is a 2-2 count to Hunter Delanoy, a grad student at Wayne State. He's the active career leader in batting average at Wayne State. That's chopped foul. Pelayo took off for second, but he will have to go back to first.
He's moving. He's got some wheels. I wonder who's faster, him or Maddox.
Ooh, I that would be close. Maddox can cover some ground. There have been a few times this year where I thought there's no way that he's catching a ball.
Oh, yes.
And he just somehow gets there.
Yeah, Maddox has plus speed.
And he made probably one of the biggest plays of the game last night, throwing out Wyatt Duncan at home in the eighth inning.
Yeah, that was hype. That was sick.
It would have made it a 3-run game. Instead, it ended the inning. That's sliced foul. Yep. Ball. It is sliced foul. We have a big net in front of us. So we're looking through some screening with a big awning on it. So there's some poles in the middle, too. So sometimes your view can be a little bit obstructed back here. And I guess we can call it a press box. It's kind of incorporated with the stands.
Yeah. A little weird when I was walking up here talking to a few of the fans.
It's pretty unique. The 2-2 goes with a slider, and it missed.
I just can't get over that this is a college field.
I know. The scoreboard is really nice. It's a big-time scoreboard.
It has its own logo in center field.
And a nice green batter's eye. 410 feet to center field. That's hit on the ground. Through the right side, and it's a base hit. That will score a run, and Pelayo going from first to third. The throw is not in time, but cut off thrown to second, and they got him at second. Heads-up play from Hunter Brown at third, knowing he did not have a chance to tag out Pelayo at third, so instead catching and snapping over to second and getting Delanoy as he tried to advance as well. So that is the first out of the inning, but it's an RBI single from Hunter Delanoy, and it makes it 5-0. Luis Pelayo is on third base, and you know, I don't know if this is a very good comparison, but the body type and the build that Luis Pelayo reminds me of, Jose Ramirez.
Oh,
he's short.
Yeah.
He's short. big, got a big frame, and can move way faster than you think he should be able to.
Who's that guy in the Braves? Not Albies. He's also a short guy. I think he's an outfielder.
It's a 1-1 count to Ben Newbert, a designated hitter.
He reminds me of Michael Franco.
Oh, okay, yeah.
He's not on the Brewers, but he totally reminds me of Michael Franco.
The 1-1 is called a strike, so 1 and 2.
Oh, man.
Newbert had an RBI double in his first at-bat. Already four doubles in the game for the Saberdogs. The 1-2 fouled off to the right side.
I was actually just telling Hunter Brown this yesterday, but he reminds me a lot of Troy Tulowitzki and the way that he plays and the way that he looks on the field.
Yeah? I can actually see that a lot, too.
Yeah.
He has been lights out with the glove the last couple of games, too, at third and then at short last night.
Yeah.
Back at third today. The 1-2 dips low. I can't even say in the dirt because it's not dirt, it's turf. Getting rid of some of my vocabulary on me. One thing that I always hated about playing on turf, when you anytime you slid, you pretty much are guaranteed turf burn.
Ugh.
The 2-2 popped up into shallow right field. Griffin calling off combo, makes the catch, and a fake tag from Pelayo. Strong throw from Jacob Griffin in right field. And that keeps Pelayo at third, so a big second out, and that runner still remaining 90 feet away. And you are college teammates with Jacob.
I am, yep.
Any safe for the air, embarrassing or funny Jacob Griffin stories? Safe for the air.
Safe for the air.
That's always a big key.
There's a few stories, but
not sure how safe.
We'll keep it PG.
First pitch hit to shortstop.
Let's go, B.
Ranging over Beavers. Throws to first in time for the third out. So a nice bounce back there from Brady Glenn. Able to allow just one run in the inning. Makes it 5-0 Saberdogs. Through two. Trevor, I really appreciate you joining me. I assume you're going to go back down there and join your team once again. Three half innings of work. I appreciate it. I'm sure we'll see you again.
Yes, sir.
We'll see you in the lineup tomorrow, I would assume. And we'll have Drew Copeland up here later as well. So that is it for Trevor Seagraves. We're going to take a quick break here on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
The Corner Station in Pierre can help you get ready for all of your activities and trips all summer long. Fuel up your car, grab snacks, drinks, and coffee, and get on the road so you can make the most of the beautiful summer months. Save 10 cents off per gallon when you pay in-store with cash or a check. They are open every day at 7 a.m. Stop into the Corner Station located at 103 East Pleasant Drive on the S-Curve in Pierre.
You can listen to any of your favorite DRG Media Group stations just about anywhere. All you need to do is download the app. Just log on to drgnews.com or download it directly from the App Store or Google Play. You'll get high-quality sound, up-to-date news, weather, and sports stories and video, podcasts, and, of course, your favorite music, notifications, and more. If you don't already have it, download it right now and see what you've been missing. The DRG News app, brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino.
Welcome back in here to Corbett Field in Minot, North Dakota. The first game of a five-game road series against the Souris Valley Saberdogs. 5-0 so far, been all Saberdogs in this game. Really slugging it. Five extra base hits already. Seven hits in total. Trappers have been shut down in order in the top of the first and top of the second. Back to being a solo operation here in the Corbett Field press box, if you want to call it that. It's a cool view. I had Trevor Seagraves for the last inning and a half. He is back down with the team, and the first pitch blooped into right center field and making the catch. Delaney. So Hunter Delanoy ranges in and makes the play on the run for the first out. So another out. And so I think we've had a quick internet disruption there. I think you can hear me once again. I'm not sure how long it just went down for. You never know when these situations can happen when you're on the road. And Garrett Arnold hits one to short, ranging in on the run. It's Cruz. The throw is in time for the second out. So during maybe, I'm not sure how long that connection cut out for, Andrew Beavers flew out to right, and then Garrett Arnold grounded out to short. So two away here already in the top of the third. Trapper's just trying to sustain any sort of inning here. They've gone down in order. Eight up, eight down, and it is Jacob Griffin batting ninth, the right fielder, facing Trent Duyer. Griffin hit his first home run of the year last night. A two-run home run to right field at Bancroft Memorial Park. This is a different ballpark, though. First pitch missed outside. It was a fastball. Some heat from the fastball. Trent Duyer throwing some gas out there. Gets set with the 1-0 and the pitch. That's right down Broadway for a strike. One and one. Duyer's first outing of the season. And I love the way that he just sways back and forth with the body while looking in for the sign. Finishes with the swing, and it's chopped on the ground to first, flipped over to the pitcher, and stepping on the bag in time for the third out. So that will be another 1-2-3 inning for the Trappers. Still nothing doing. Trappers trailing at 5-0 here. And Brady Glenn will go back out for his third inning of work, trying to get into some sort of rhythm here on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Experience the Outpost Lodge overlooking the Cow Creek Bay on Lake Oahe, just 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804. Come and enjoy fine dining in the unique atmosphere of the lodge at the Lakefront Steakhouse. Open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Specializing in steaks and barbecue ribs, serving locally raised Cowan Ranch beef. For your next meal, head to the Outpost Lodge, 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804.
At Darren Boyle Sales, I am thankful for this recent moisture, and we continue to get ready for mowing season with a great selection of Bush Hog mowers. Bush Hog mounted and pull type mowers in sizes from 7 to 15 feet, Bush Hog zero turn mowers in three models, and Bush Hog tillers, 3-point discs, and mounted blades ready for work this spring. I also have Bush Hog rakes and disc mowers on hand for this year's haying season. If you need farm equipment of any kind, give me a call at 222-0317, like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page, or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com.
We are back here for the bottom of the third inning at Corbett Field in Minot, North Dakota, the first of a five-game road series between your Pier Trappers and the Sears Valley Saberdogs. First pitch hit in the air to shallow center field. Mueller ranges in and makes the play near the Corbett Field logo that is imprinted onto the turf out there in shallow center. And so that was a flyout from Dayson Cruz, the shortstop. And now after the first out, Cody Muncy. First pitch hit well to left field. McCreary back on the track at the wall. Leaps and cannot make the catch. It's off the wall. That is a double from Cody Muncy. Missed a home run by probably about 5 feet. Took it to opposite field. It kind of sliced as well with the wind blowing straight down the line and left, pushing everything towards that left field line. McCreary had a good beat on it and left, was in good position, but just went over his head. So a one-out double for Cody Muncy and now Jake Barlow. 5-0, Saberdogs leading. First pitch, that's hit to the left side, just foul from Jake Barlow. Barlow one for one with an RBI in this game.
8-8-7-1-0.
As it stands already, all but two people in the lineup have hits for the Saberdogs, and we are in the bottom of the third. Almost two times through the order. The 0-1 bounced it and gets away a little bit from Garrett Arnold, the catcher, but not enough for Muncy to advance. Jake Barlow, a three-time All-GSC first-teamer at Delta State University, playing second base tonight. Swinging it from the right side. The 1-1. That's hung, and it's hit out to left, and that bounces off the wall as well. It will be another attempt at extra bases, and that is what it is. An RBI double for Jake Barlow. It looked like a hanging curveball from Brady Glenn, and it was just crushed out to left field, and one hopped off the wall near the Slim Chickens foul pole and left. I love that. It's almost a copy of what the Astros do at Minute Maid with their Chick-fil-A foul pole. This one, the Slim Chickens foul pole. First pitch strike to Alex Crouch, third baseman. He was a first-team MIAA third baseman this past year. Missouri Western. Lefty-lefty matchup. The 0-1. That's hit into right center field, and that will get down for a base hit. And so a run will score. Jake Barlow scores easily, and an RBI single from Alex Crouch. And it is now 7-0. Here in the bottom of the third inning, things not looking good for the Trappers in this game. They had just come off of a three-game winning streak and have been halted in their tracks. Down 7-0 pretty much before they can even breathe or figure out what is going on. First pitch hit into left center field, and that is a double from Dustin Mertz. Another extra base hit. Alex Crouch will score from first, and it is 8-0. That is the seventh double of the game already for the Saberdogs. And this is just an onslaught here. A hitting clinic for the Saberdogs, and Coach Jamie Habiger will come out and talk to Brady Glenn, and he is just not having a good day out there on the mound. Logan McKeever walked over to the bullpen a few moments ago to get warmed up, but at this point it is already 8-0 in the bottom of the third inning. Having a visit out there on the mound. And so it was a quick turnaround for the Trappers last night, finishing up their game in Bancroft, Iowa at around 9:40. They won that one 13-9. And then immediately we had to head back to Pier. Didn't get back into town until just after 3 in the morning, and then had to turn around and take a bus ride 5.5 hours today here to Minot, North Dakota. So it's been a long last 24 hours for the Trappers, and maybe that translating over onto the field here a little bit. First pitch lined foul by the leadoff man, Luis Pelayo. He is 1-for-2. He tripled, scored a run, and then popped up. The 0-1 breaks outside. 1-1 the count. 11 hits already for the Saberdogs. Putting on a clinic. The 1-1. That one broke outside as well. And so, Brady Glenn, his first start of the season, not going the best. The 2-1, that's hit into center field, and that will get down for a hit. Maddox Mueller tried to dive for it. He couldn't. It's going to roll all the way to the wall, and Pelayo is going to go for three, and he's probably going to get an inside-the-park home run here. He's getting waved around. The ball hasn't even been touched, and that is an inside-the-park home run for Luis Pelayo. Maddox Mueller gambled, tried to lay out and make the play. At this point, what do you have to lose? Came up empty, and the turf carried it all the way to the 410 sign in center field, and there was no one over there to make the play on the ball. So it was just a track meet for Luis Pelayo. How quickly can you get around the bases? He did it pretty quickly. He's got some speed, and that is a two-run inside-the-park home run for Luis Pelayo. He hit 8 home runs in 2019 as a teammate of Will Hawk and Gabriel Arroyo. He had 8 home runs in 2019 at the Oklahoma School of Science and Arts. Only 2 home runs the last 2 years. This one here for the Saberdogs, an inside-the-park home run. And the first pitch to Hunter Delanois. Misses for ball one. And that's hit foul to the left side. So an onslaught here for the Saberdogs of Souris Valley in Minot, North Dakota. Bottom of the third, leading 10-0 already. Hunter Delanois takes a breaking ball for a strike. Brady Glenn on the mound, the left-hander, about to throw pitch number 60. Giving up 9 earned. That's chopped over to second. Kumbo Fields throws the first in time for the second out of the inning. It has been a while since an out has been recorded here in the third. So finally a ground out. Put another out on the board. 10-0, 12 hits for the Saberdogs. Now the third at bat for Ben Neubert. First pitch fouled off to the right side. As I mentioned already, Neubert broke the record. He broke the single-season home run record for Bloomsburg. He hit 22 this past year. The record was 16. He shattered it. And now an 0-2 count after fouling two of them away. Neubert is a supply chain management major. We have some supply chain issues all across the country with things, and the breaking ball misses low and outside. One thing that the supply chain issue has kept me from getting is a PS5. They've been out for 2.5 years. I've wanted one. Haven't been able to find one. So if Ben Neubert could tell me how to get one, that would be fantastic. But for now, he's going to walk back to the dugout after getting rung up on strike three. So finally, Brady Glenn gets out of the third inning. 10-0 the score. The Saberdogs running away with it here at Corbett Field. We'll come back after a quick break on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Living with less pain means living at your best, but an action-packed life can wear your body down. Avera Orthopedics keeps you moving with total joint replacements for pain you don't have to live with. Find relief with the region's largest orthopedic physician team of specialized surgeons so you can keep moving forward. Avera, moving health forward. Learn more at avera.org/sf-total joint.
Business owners, have you been exploring advertising more on social media or even looking at advertising and streaming services? This is John with DRG Media Group. Did you know that we offer complete marketing solutions that can have your business on the radio, online, in applications on your customers' smartphones, across social media, and even on popular streaming services? Give us a call today at 224-8686 and let the team at DRG Media Group take care of all your marketing needs so you can get back to the important thing, your business and your customers.
We're through three innings of play here in Minot, North Dakota at Corbett Field. And your Pier Trappers are trailing 10-0 against the Soares Valley Sabre Dogs, the first meeting of the season between these two teams. And the first of five games that will take place during this road series. It will be three in a row tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday, and then a day off Monday, and then Tuesday and Wednesday for the final two games before the team shifts back home. The Trappers will take on the Sabre Dogs in one home game on next Thursday. Back to the top of the order for Maddox Mueller. First pitch, swung on and missed. Trent Duyer set down all nine Trappers in order in the first three innings. He was a hot butter knife, and the Trappers were room temperature butter, slicing through the lineup with ease. And we had a last second called time from Maddox Mueller here in an 0-1 count. The Trappers' offense had been red hot the last three games. They have been rendered confused tonight so far against Trent Duyer, the right-hander, his first start of the year on the mound. Just trying to sort things out and regain their footing. The 0-2 to Mueller misses high. And in the last three games, Trappers scored 39 runs combined. The 1-2, a changeup, swung on and missed for a strikeout. So Mueller goes down swinging for the first out of the top of the fourth. And now it is Noah McCreary, the lefty. He struck out in his first at-bat, went down looking. Maddox Mueller just went down swinging. The first pitch incoming from the swaying Trent Duyer missed upstairs. 1-0 the count. Gets set with the 1-0 and incoming. That's waved at and missed for strike one. Trent Duyer has thrown just 30 pitches to record the first 10 outs of the game. The 1-1, that swung out and missed. Pulled the string on a changeup. Crept under the bat of McCreary, and it is now 1-2. Trappers trying to get on base any way they can. Have yet to record a base runner. The 1-2. Hit to left field. Going to be a tough play for Muncy. He will not get there, and that will bounce over the wall for a ground rule double. So the first hit of the game for the Trappers, the lefty Noah McCreary rides it to opposite field, and it got over the head of Muncy. Ground rule double. And the Trappers finally in the hit column. And Anthony Barraza, 0-for-1 in the game with a strikeout, batting for the second time tonight. He has a runner in scoring position, trying to get the Trappers on the board, trailing 10-0 here in the top of the fourth. And Duyer will step off, change his pace up a little bit, slow things down after the ground rule double from Noah McCreary. So the righty with Light Tower Power. Anthony Barraza, first pitch, trying to use that power there, but comes up empty. So a big wave and a miss. It's 3-16 down both of the lines. .356 to each of the gaps, and Fort breaks back in for a strike. Went with a slider, opened up the front door and placed it in there. So the outfield dimensions almost like a diamond themselves. Narrow down the lines and shooting straight back to 410. So if you're going to hit a home run, don't try to do it to center field. The 0-2 to Barraza. Tries to go back to that front door slider. Does not spot it this time. So one and two. Trent Duhier just gave up his first hit of the game to the last batter, Noah McCreary. A ground rule double here in the top of the fourth. One away, the 1-2 count. That's hit off the handle. Popped up to third. Crouch makes the catch for the second out. It jammed him, and a good thing for Barraza. He didn't break his bat again, I don't think. He broke two bats in each of the last 2 days, and actually, nope, he did break it. He just pulled it apart now, too, so that is a third broken bat in 3 games for Anthony Barraza. That one ran in on the hands and jammed him. So Barraza breaks the bat, and there are two away. For Will Hawk, a teammate of the Sabredogs, center fielder Luis Pelayo. He's 0 for 1, just like almost everybody else in the lineup for the Trappers. First pitch, cannot get the outside edge. So 1 and 0. It's a beautiful night here in Minot. Just past 7:30. So the weather could not really be a whole lot better right now. The 1-0 missed upstairs. 74 degrees. A slight breeze of about 10 miles an hour. 2-0. The pitch to Will Hawk, swung out and missed. A nice crowd turnout here for the Sabredogs. They have a good fan support here in Minot. They have a bounce house out on the grass patch down the right field line for the kids, and that's check swing fouled off to the left side. The count now 2-2. Trent Duhier trying to throw his fourth consecutive shutout inning. Steps back on the mound, looks in for the sign. Silver chain dangling from his neck. And steps off and checks over there on McCreary at second. Duhier looks in. And the 2-2. That's hit over to first. Fielded cleanly by Monroe. Flipped to Duhier at first, and that will retire the side. So the Trappers get one hit in the inning. Their first hit of the game. A ground rule double from Noah McCreary, but he is stranded there at second. We are through 3.5 innings going to the bottom of the fourth. Trappers trailing it 10-0 when we come back here on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Hi, my name is Matt. I'm from Griggs Motors. I have an automotive key addiction. I go to the junkyard, I take keys out, I take them home, I pick them, I disassemble them, and when I get good at that, I hang upside down, and I take them apart and do it as fast as I can. So before you go to a dealer, I can save you a lot of money from a tow, and I can do things with automotive keys that dealers can't even dream about. I can do broken keys, I can do key programming, key fobs, anything to do with automotive keys that they tell you you can't do, I can do. Come check me out at GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com.
When you're ready to wash your car, head to Classic Car Wash on Wells and Pier. Use any of their four wash bays with card processing for your convenience. And features like spot-free rinse and the best vacs in town. Needing to wash your boat? Use the easy access outside bay. Keep your car looking sharp with Classic Car Wash on Wells Avenue in Pier.
And we are back in here for the bottom of the fourth. A new pitcher for the Trappers is Colton Yanish. So that ends the day for Brady Glenn. And just a rough one for him, having to go up against the red hot Saber Dogs lineup. The final line for Glenn. He goes three innings, gives up 12 hits, 10 runs, 9 of them earned. Doesn't walk anybody. Only strikes out one. Throws 64 pitches. So now Colton Yanish will step onto the mound to the lefty. It's his second pitching performance of the year. Trying to keep this at a 10-run deficit here in the bottom of the fourth. Now Chris Monroe will lead it off. 1-for-2 with an RBI double. 7 doubles already in the game through 3 innings for the Saber Dogs. First pitch, that's a called strike. So a nice pitch there from Yanish. Gets some applause from his dugout. Gets ahead in the count, 0-1. 6'5", 250-pound Monroe goes chasing at a fastball up. We've got some height here in this matchup right now. Colton Yanish, 6'5", and Chris Monroe, 6'5". The 0-2 hit foul off to the right side. Monroe playing at Central Michigan. He's a senior, and he led his team in with the batting average of .421. Led Central Michigan, the 0-2 missed high. You know, I'll probably forever have a disdain and a bad taste in my mouth for anytime someone says Central Michigan after the whole thing that happened in 2016 where they beat my Oklahoma State Cowboys in football on a play that shouldn't have happened. The 1-2, that's lined out to center field. Maddox Mueller, actually that is Preston Lau on the run. He was subbed in at center field. It bounces off the 410 sign, and Monroe rounding second, heading to third. He is in there, standing up. It's a leadoff triple, the second triple of the game for the Saber Dogs. And the big fella, 6'5", 250, Chris Monroe. He really moved those 270 feet from home to third. And as I mentioned, our new center fielder is Preston Lau. So Maddox Mueller's day, it looks like, is done. I think we have a couple of substitutions. I think Trevor Seagrave's out there at shortstop. He was up here with me from the bottom of the first until the bottom of the second. He is at shortstop. And Preston Lau in center field. Deison Cruz, first pitch, runs in near the hands, and it missed inside. Cruz, the only person in the Saber Dogs lineup to not record a hit in the game so far. The 1-0 pitch. That's a called strike on the low outside corner. Lefty-lefty matchup. Colton Yanish on the mound. The 1-1 spiked it in the dirt, and it rolls to the backstop, and we're going to have a play, no play at the plate, actually. So Chris Monroe scores on the pass ball. spiked it in the turf and bounced away from Garrett Arnold, the catcher. So that makes it 11-0 SaberDogs. And I realized a few seconds ago I said spiked it in the dirt. Like I said to Trevor Seagraves a few innings ago, I can't say the dirt right now because it's a turf field. So he spiked it in the turf, not the dirt. Having to break old habits when you go to new stadiums. Red River Pilots leading the Ragin' Roosters 6-2 in a game taking place here within the same state of North Dakota, Grand Forks. We have a 2-2 count to Dayson Cruz. And the 2-2. Sliced foul to the left side, out of play. SaberDogs 13 hits in the game, just one for your Trappers. Bottom of the fourth, the 2-2 missed high. Cruz 0-2, as I mentioned, the only one in the lineup to not get on base, to not record a hit, and to not score a run. 3-2. Fouled off to the left side once again. Here in the Expedition League. This is game number 8 of the season for the Trappers. They are 4-3. But unless we have a serious rally as the bat slips out of the hands of Cruz. So heads up there in the dugout. It was a swing and a miss from Cruz. He came up empty and then lost the grip of the bat. And the bat went flying towards the SaberDogs dugout in that back right corner of the field. Thankfully, everyone able to get out of the way of that as it hit the fence. First pitch misses to Cody Muncy. He has a double and a run scored. The 1-0 missed high for ball two. Heather, that was a good one. I'll give you that. In comment to the bat flying out of the hand of Dayson Cruz. 2-0 pitch, check swing, no swing, so ball three. Heather texts me and says, bats are known to fly, usually at night. That's a good one. I'll give you that. That's a top-tier pun. I hate bats, by the way. The 3-0, that's a called strike. One time at my old farmhouse that I live at in Wisconsin, I had a bat fly into my room in the middle of the night. The 3-1 missed upstairs for ball four, so Muncy walks. And so it's the middle of the night, and I'm laying down, probably about 2:30 in the morning. Yes, I'm a late nighter, nocturnal. I have that college sleep schedule. It was probably 2:30 in the morning. I hear some scratching within the walls behind my bed, like up near the top, near the ceiling. And so I was a bit concerned. First pitch to Barlow, missed upstairs. So I stand up on my bed and peek over a little crack. And next thing you know, I see this blur of an object flying straight at my face. And I have to duck down onto my bed. And there's a bat just flying around my room as stealing second base, Cody Muncy. Nearly lost my words there as I was interrupted from telling my story. Cody Muncy, 6'4", 245, just stole second base. It was a close play down there, but able to slide in. And taking off for third, the throw down to third. That one is not in time either. It looked like the throw beat him there. But Hunter Brown had to jump up and apply a high tag. So two stolen bases on back-to-back pitches from Cody Muncy. Runner on third, one away in the bottom of the fourth, 11-0 the score, 3-0 count. 3-0 pitch, spiked in, gets away for ball four. And they're going to award the run at home. I think that ball bounced out of play after it spiked. So it is now 12-0. And I thought it was ball four to Jake Barlow. That's what it showed on the scoreboard, but it is not. It was 3-1. So now the 3-1 pitch fouled back. So 3-2 to Jake Barlow. Two runs have scored here in the fourth. Sabre Dawgs have scored at least one in all four innings. 3-2 runs inside near the shoulder, and that is ball four. So one out walk, and now Alex Crouch. He is 1-2. Trappers trailing it here in Minot, North Dakota. First pitch lined into right field. That will get down for a base hit. The second hit of the game for Crouch. And now runners on first and second. And at this point now, if you're Coach Jamie Habiger and the Trappers, you're just trying to get through this thing without wasting as many unnecessary arms as possible. Brady Glenn started the game, his first start of the year, joining the team this morning. Went three innings, 12 hits, 10 runs, 9 of them earned. And now Colton Yenish. First pitch hacked at and missed from Dustin Mertz. Colton Yenish has gone a third of an inning, given up 2 runs on 2 hits, walked 2. Mertz is 2-for-2 with 2 doubles. The 0-1 fouled off to the right side. 14 hits for the Sabre Dawgs. That is the amount of hits the Trappers had last night in their 13-9 victory. It was 3 in a row, 3 wins straight for the Trappers coming into this game. 0-2 fouled off. And the Red River Pilots beating the Roosters 10-2 in the bottom of the fourth. It is 12-0 here in favor of the home Sears Valley Sabre Dawgs. The 0-2 lofts it in there, goes with a breaking ball, and misses inside. Runners on first and second. Into this game, the Trappers were batting 300 as a team, but through four innings, they have definitely gone down. 1-2 hit hard up the middle. Seagraves flips to second for one, combo to first, and that is in, not in time. They say the throw pulled him off the bag. Nearly turned two. Instead, they get a fielder's choice at second. And I don't know what I was looking at, but it's number one out there at short, so it is not Seagraves. It's number seven, so it is still Andrew Beavers. Andrew Beavers still at shortstop, and he was the one who fielded and flipped it to C.J. Cumbo at second. And now the first pitch hit on the ground to short. Beavers throws to first in time for the third out. Luis Pelayo grounds out to short to end the inning. But I was looking at a text on a score update from the Pilots and Roosters. Pilots 10-2 over the Roosters in the fourth. Sabre Dawgs leading it 12-0 against your Trappers. We'll go to the fifth inning. Trappers looking to get on the board any way they can here on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Tokyo Japanese Cuisine prepares authentic Japanese fare, including hibachi and delicious sushi, conveniently located in the Northridge Plaza. Tokyo is a great choice for eat-in or takeout in the pier area. Tokyo Japanese Cuisine is known for its variety in taste and high-quality fresh ingredients. They're open from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, noon to 9 on Sundays. For carryout orders, call Tokyo Japanese Cuisine at 605-494-3388.
I'm DRG Media Group News and Farm Director Jody Heemstra. Whether you're at home, traveling around the world, or anywhere in between, you can take River 92.7 with you. How, you may ask? Activate the River 92.7 Alexa skill or download the DRGNews.com app, a service of Golden Buffalo Casino. Both are easy to set up, allowing you to enjoy high-quality sound wherever you go. Again, take River 92.7 anywhere you go by enabling the Alexa skill or downloading the DRGNews.com app.
We are back in here. Corbett Field. 12-0 the score. Sabre Dogs leading it over your Pier Trappers. Sabre Dogs 14 hits in the game already. 10 of them actually, are extra base hits. 7 doubles, 2 triples, and an inside-the-park home run from Luis Pelayo, a teammate at the Oklahoma University of Science and Arts. He's a teammate of Will Hawk and Gabriel Arroyo, two members of the Trappers. Trent Duyer is back out for his 5th inning of work. And it is Hunter Brown, 0-1. Duyer looks in for the sign. Gets set, and the first pitch of the inning. Missed it in the turf. So there we go. I corrected myself, not saying dirt anymore, because it is not dirt. The 1-0. That's in there, catches the low part of the strike zone near the knees. 1-1. As a reminder, I'm Ryan Breeden, the voice of the Trappers, with you throughout this Pier Trappers season. Heather Williams, my producer, back in the studio. Huge shout out to her. Puts in just as much time as I do. We have a 1-2 count to the right-hander, Hunter Brown. 1-2 pitch. Runs outside for ball 2. So the Trappers, on the season, they have 14 doubles. The Sabre Dogs have half of that amount in one game here through 4 innings. Hunter Brown hits that one to short. Cruz fields and throws the stretch at first. Not in time. The ball is dropped on a bounce. So we'll say that is an infield single for Hunter Brown. Interested to see what they award that on the scoreboard, though. Maybe they'll call it an error. We'll see. It's not really up to me. Either way, Hunter Brown reaches safely, and they are going to call it an error on the scoreboard. First pitch to CJ Cumbo leaks back across the plate for a strike. 0-1. So for the first time tonight, the Trappers have the leadoff runner on base. Against Trent Duyer, picking over to first base. It was close, but nothing doing there. The jerseys aren't going to get dirty in this series, playing on all turf. No grass stains, no dirt scuffs. Trappers wearing all gray. The 0-1. Missed outside. Sabre Dogs wearing the powder blue, complemented by red numbers and red script font on the front. I'm a big fan of powder blue. 1-1. Swung on and missed on a fastball up near the collarbone. So CJ Cumbo has a 1-2 count. He's a criminal justice major. Bit of a detective. Our scoreboard just completely went out here at Corbett Field for a second. It's getting powered back up now. All of the bright numbers went away, but they are now back. So we took a quick pause for the scoreboard to reboot back up. The 1-2 misses low and outside. Yeah, the one thing about playing on turf, it's a plus. It depends on how you look at it. You don't get dirty, but almost every time you slide, you get turf burn somewhere. 2-2, check swing. Did he go around? And yeah, we'll say that he did. The appeal down said that he went around on the check swing, so CJ Cumbo goes down on strikes. And there is now one away. After the called strike three, and now Andrew Beavers, 0-1. Hunter Brown is on first. First pitch, chopped foul to the left side. Saberdogs leading 12-0. Here in the top of inning number 5. .14. One error apiece. The 0-1. Duyer looks in. Brown takes off, and it's hit in the air to right field, so Brown needs to get back to the bag. It's caught, and they're going to double him off at first. That's a double play. Hunter Brown didn't even see the ball off the bat, so had no time to react and get back to first. That's a double play, a fly out to right field, and then Delanoy throws Hunter Brown out at first. Just kind of epitomizes how this game has gone for the Trappers, just not going their way today. 12-0, our score, going to the bottom of the fifth inning here on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
At Darren Boyle Sales, I am thankful for this recent moisture, and we continue to get ready for mowing season with a great selection of Bush Hog mowers. Bush Hog mounted and pull type mowers in sizes from 7 to 15 feet, Bush Hog zero turn mowers in 3 models, and Bush Hog tillers, 3-point discs, and mounted blades ready for work this spring. I also have Bush Hog rakes and disc mowers on hand for this year's haying season. If you need farm equipment of any kind, give me a call at 222-0317, like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page, or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com.
The Crossing Inn Pier is a must-stop for ice-cold beverages in a relaxed atmosphere. They have 16 beers on tap. Many of them are from breweries all around South Dakota. And with a full liquor selection, they can mix up the drink you are looking for. Their staff is ready to serve you and your friends. Like them on Facebook to get information about drink specials and event information. Stop on down to The Crossing, located at 115 East Pleasant Drive, right next to the corner station.
Colton Yanish back out for the bottom of the fifth inning here in Minot, North Dakota. I'm Ryan Breeden here, your voice of the Trappers on River 92.7. We are driven by the Office of Highway Safety, River 92.7, KGFX FM Pier. If you only wear one thing, make it a seatbelt, please. Trappers trailing at 12-0. 7 doubles, 2 triples, and an inside-the-park home run for the Saberdogs in the game. They have 14 hits, Two trappers have reached base safely, and that is all. First pitch, called a strike to Hunter Delanoy. And at least one thing that's going right for one of my teams as the 0-1. That's lined foul. Trappers trailing at 12-0, but my Oklahoma State Cowboys in their first game of the regional, beating Missouri State 10-4. Love to at least have something going right today as we are joined here in the bottom of the fifth by Drew Copeland, who started last night. And just been a tough game here all around, Drew, I guess, as you've been down there in the dugout watching. And the Saber Dogs can hit, can't they?
Indeed they can. Indeed they can. They have a lot of very old guys, like seniors.
The 1-2 to Delanoy gets rung up on an off-speed pitch, so a strikeout to start the inning. So a good start to the bottom of the fifth. Now Ben Neubert. 12-0 the score. What have you thought of their starter as well, Trent Duyer?
He's definitely pitched a very good game. He's kept us off balance. Pounded the strike zone a lot, so, you know, that's really all you can ask for in a starting pitcher.
0-1 to Ben Neubert. The 0-1 gets a swing and a miss ahead, 0-2. And so you were on the mound last night.
Yes.
Able to pick up the win in the 13-9 game. The offense really powered through the last three games. And so for you, obviously, it was Wyatt Duncan for the Roosters had a three home run game. It just, I don't think that anyone could have stopped him.
He was, I think it was like 3-for-5 with three jacks. He was a pretty good hitter. I think that was his first game ever, or second game ever playing for the Roosters. You know, I had never seen the kid before.
2-2 missed upstairs to Neubert, 3-2.
First AB, you know, I got him on an inside fastball, got him to pop up, and then I got behind in both of his next at-bats, and he just kind of took advantage of it, took me deep twice.
And then Nick Blessing came in the seventh, and he gave up a home run as well. And like I said, I don't think it would have mattered.
Yeah.
Who was out there on the mound? Wyatt Duncan was in a groove.
Yeah, Nick threw it like, it was like a 1-1 slider, literally like two balls off the plate, and he somehow still put it out. So
sent it to opposite field, right field for that one.
Yeah.
So showed the power to both sides of the yard, but you guys still picked up the win anyway and swept the Roosters on the road as that one missed high to Ben Neubert. So that's a one-out walk. And so, as a team, how do you wipe this one from the slate? How do you move on without even thinking about the result of this game today?
I mean, we knew coming in that probably wasn't going to be our best game. You know, we got home very late last night. Some of us didn't get to bed till about 5, 6 a.m. Got on the road 3 hours later, so 6-hour road trip. You know, it's never easy to
first pitch swung at a miss.
Get off
Chris
the
Monroe.
Bus and then come to the field. You know, play. So I mean,
it's an aspect of baseball.
Yeah, it's
that
just,
people don't realize the travel,
especially in summer ball. Like, you know,
you can have some turnovers. You can have some days there where things kind of overlap and don't go your way. That's hit to right field. Griffin ranging back, camps under it and makes the catch. For out number two.
I mean, like, especially during, like school ball, we would play, like, one midweek game, and then we would play a weekend series. So, you know, you would have Monday, Tuesday off, Thursday, like, play Wednesday, have Thursday, Friday off, or Thursday, yeah, Friday off, play a doubleheader Saturday, one Sunday. So it wasn't too, like, I guess didn't take as much of a toll on the body as, you know, six games in the season, seven games.
Jason Cruz hits that to the left side. Colby Rich throws into second,
and
that will end the inning. So the first zero thrown here in this game for the Trappers, able to hold the Saberdogs scoreless in the bottom of the fifth. Look at that. Drew, you come up here, and the team pitches a zero.
Hey, man, what can I say?
12-0 our score. We will have Drew back here for the top of the sixth. Trappers trying to get in the run column here on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
When you're ready to wash your car, head to Classic Car Wash on Wells and Pier. Use any of their four wash bays with card processing for your convenience. And features like spot-free rinse and the best vacs in town. Needing to wash your boat? Use the easy access outside bay. Keep your car looking sharp with Classic Car Wash on Wells Avenue in Pier.
Hi, my name is Matt. I'm from Griggs Motors. I have an automotive key addiction. I go to the junkyard, I take keys out, I take them home, I pick them, I disassemble them, and when I get good at that, I hang upside down, and I take them apart and do it as fast as I can. So before you go to a dealer, I can save you a lot of money from a tow, and I can do things with automotive keys that dealers can't even dream about. I can do broken keys, I can do key programming, key fobs, anything to do with automotive keys that they tell you that you can't do, I can do. Come check me out at GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com.
He plays center, but yeah. Okay. Welcome back in here through five innings. I'm Ryan Breeden, your voice of the Trappers. I have Drew Copeland, the starter from last night's victory against the Raging Roosters here. Things not on the right side of the run column for the Trappers tonight, being outscored 12-0 by the Saberdogs here in game one of a five-game and six-day road trip here to Minot, North Dakota. One hit in the game for the Trappers, and now Garrett Arnold standing in to lead it off. What do you think of Garrett's his cleats, the Big League Chew Balance?
I saw those come out like 2 years ago. And I actually wanted to get a pair, but I never did. And now that I see them like in person, they look way cooler than they do online.
Because Garrett has the purple ones, and Hunter Brown has
the green ones,
and that one missed outside for ball one.
Yeah, this is definitely a shift from what we had this past series against the Roosters. We scored a
108 and missed
in three games. So.
Absolutely right. New team, new place.
Yeah.
Seeing new things for the first time. How much does it also help you, especially you on the mound last night, knowing that you had seen pretty much everyone in that lineup at least once or twice already?
It definitely helps, you know.
2-1 the count
like,
to Arnold.
Knowing how to pitch them already, so. But, I mean, some of those kids you can't pitch around, like Nakasuka, the kid's one of the best hitters we've ever seen. Obviously, I couldn't pitch Duncan last night.
2-1 fouled off.
So.
Yep.
Craig Kinney.
And we'll see him again.
Still a good hitter. I mean, I definitely didn't have my best stuff last night. About the fifth inning is when I felt that discomfort in my arm.
And right. And that was just in the throwing elbow. Did you feel that down? It was like on the outside of the arm? Yeah, or was it the inside?
It's on the inside. It's kind of like probably like in a tendon somewhere.
Yeah.
It's just a little inflammation. But
2-2 chopped over to first. Monroe Fields flips it to Dewier for out number one.
Yeah, it was about the fifth inning, and I threw an off-speed, and I kind of felt it, but I didn't think it was, like, nothing. And then the next inning, it just got worse, and I was like, I'm just going to call it a day so I don't end up ending my baseball career.
It was good timing for you to sub out there, too, because the next batter you would have faced would have been Wyatt Duncan. He ended up hitting a home run that bad anyway because, I mean, there was a runner on second that got thrown out at third to end of the inning, but then Duncan batted to lead off the next inning and hit a home run off of Nick Blessing, as we mentioned.
Yeah, so.
Jacob Griffin, first pitch swinging, comes up empty.
The swing.
I asked this question to Trevor Seagraves when he was up here earlier on. What are your first impressions of Corbett Field?
It's really dope, I'm not going to lie. I don't think I've ever played on an all-turf field before, so this was really nice.
Hit to second. Really hit tight. On a rope, but Barlow fields and throws to first. So solid contact from Jacob Griffin. Squared it up, but hit it on the ground. Hit it to the wrong spot for the second out.
You know, it's definitely a lot nicer than any field I've ever played on before. So you got a humongous scoreboard over there in right field. You got chances to win like a $50,000 camper in left field. I've never seen that before.
Yeah. The Slim Chickens foul poles.
Oh, Slim Chickens is so good. Oh, my God. I heard we're having it after the game.
Okay.
I got so excited.
They have a Slim Chickens in Stillwater where I go to school. I haven't eaten there in a while, though.
It's so good.
I'm more of a Raising Cane's guy. I love Cane's. And Chick-fil-A.
We don't have Raising Cane's back home, so. Well, I went to Liberty University one weekend, and they had a Slim Chickens on campus, and I tried it for the first time, and it was so good.
Preston Lau batting for the first time. He has a 1-1 count now after taking a fastball up near the hands.
Yeah, Preston, he just showed up a couple days ago. So
he had a very good first start a few nights ago. Reached base safely every time. Comes up empty there. 1-2 the count. Two away. Top of the sixth. 12-0 the score. Sabre Dogs leading.
Attaboy,
chopped foul, staying alive.
It's kind of interesting. Like, it goes from like turf, and then the warning track is like all dirt. Mm-hmm. So I've never seen that before.
I think for me, I just like the look and the feel of a grass field. But I mean, turf, it presents so many different elements too.
Yes.
The 1-2 breaks outside, especially within the infield. Everything moves so much faster.
Yeah.
Doesn't take as many weird hops.
Yeah, it takes more of a true hop.
2-2 to Preston Lau. Comes up empty, swinging. That will retire the side for the Trappers, so still just one hit through six innings. 12-0 our score going to the bottom of the sixth. Colton Yanish back out there trying to pitch another zero here on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Experience the Outpost Lodge overlooking the Cal Creek Bay on Lake Oahe, just 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804. Come and enjoy fine dining in the unique atmosphere of the lodge at the Lakefront Steakhouse. Open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Specializing in steaks and barbecue ribs, serving locally raised Cowan Ranch beef. For your next meal, head to the Outpost Lodge, 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804.
Ah, why am I so sore? There are everyday moments.
Hey, hold the ladder! Hold the ladder!
Yeah, that hurt.
And there are epic moments.
Fly! Fly! Fly!
Go in! Class of 1995!
When a moment creates a health need, visit the experts at Avera Orthopedics. We're moving health forward so you can tell the story. Learn more at avera.org/orthopedics.
And we are back in here to Corbett Field in Minot, North Dakota. I'm Ryan Breeden, joined by Trappers pitcher Drew Copeland here for the bottom of the sixth. And now Cody Muncy, teammate of Colby Rich, Oklahoma Wesleyan. First pitch runs up and in. So everybody in the lineup for the Sabre Dogs has got a hit except for Dayson Cruz. The 1-0 missed way up there. And unless things change here, and unless there's a big rally from the Sabre Dogs to score more, or if the Trappers are able to keep it going, I don't think that Cruz will have an opportunity to hit again. So he would be the odd man out in a lineup that has just been swinging it well.
Yeah, these
jumped on it early.
These kids know how to hit the ball, that's for sure.
3-0 pitch, that's hit high.
3-0 swing.
Slicing foul. Takes a lot of confidence to swing 3-0.
Well, this kid's got it.
The lefty, Cody Muncy. He has a double. 3-1, that's lined into right field for a base hit. So that is his second hit of the game. And that's a leadoff base runner. And now Jake Barlow. What do you think of the powder blues for the Sabre Dogs?
They're so tough. I wish we had some. I'm not going to lie.
I'm a big fan of powder blue.
They look like Ole Miss's powder blues.
Powder blue and red.
Powder blue's so cool.
It's a good look. I like it. First pitch.
Oof.
Fouled off. Straight back. Preston Lau in center field, number 10.
Preston Lau.
And so that's the lone defensive substitution. Well, actually, there's two substitutions we've seen in this game. Preston Lau subbed in center for Maddox Mueller, and then It was Colby Rich subbing in at third, because that's popped up. Maybe playable for Will Hawk, and it bounces foul.
That was a long run.
Long run back turned to home plate. Would have been a tough play. 0-2. Runner on first, 12-0. When we get back to the hotel, I'm sure that it'll be a good night rest for the team.
Yes, a
much needed night of rest. A lot of guys only getting maybe a couple of hours of sleep.
Yeah, I got about three. I almost missed the bus this morning.
Yeah, it was a quick turnaround. The 0-2 hit well out to left field. Back at the track, at the wall, and that is gone. Off the billboard in left center field. That's a two-run shot from Jake Barlow. There was no doubt about that one. Hit it off the automotive sign in left center. So the two-run shot makes it 14-0 for the Saberdogs, and a nice swing there from the right-handed hitting Jake Barlow.
Jeez. I just took the hit.
Barlow with that home run, 3-for-3 in the game, 4 RBI, a home run, and a double. So Jake Barlow, have yourself a day, just like the rest of the lineup. 14 runs, 16 hits. And we have a train coming through for the second time in the game. That's the second train.
I thought it was the third.
It might be the third. It could be. This is the second time I've heard the horn.
We had one early. It went that way. We had another one that went that way. And now we got one going this way.
Going back the other way. The 1-0 pitch. That's a called strike to Alex Crouch. 2-for-3 for Crouch. He is one of two batters in the lineup to not have a double. Swings through that one. 1-2.
Jeez.
You have any guess for how many extra base hits the Saberdogs have in the game?
8.
11.
Goodness gracious. They got 16 hits and 11 of them are extra base hits.
That's sliced foul to the left side.
Oh, this one, trash can.
Almost went in the trash can. That would have been a trick shot for the ages. 7 doubles. 2 triples, an inside the park home run, and a over the fence home run, a true home run that we just saw a few moments ago. 14-0. Saberdogs on top here in this game and on top of the standings in the Expedition League at 5-1. A win here will push them to 6-1. 2-2, missed high.
Yeah, I think the Roosters are playing the Pilots in a series.
They are. They're playing right now. And last that I heard, it was 9-2. The Pilots were winning in the fifth. And that was a...
Hopefully some of my buddies are doing pretty well.
Probably 40 minutes ago, fouled off straight back. Yes, that's right, because last time we talked, didn't you say you had five of your friends that were on the Pilots?
Yes, I did.
And so they... Unless something crazy has happened since I've got my last update, they are winning against the Roosters.
The crowd is brutal here.
The 3-2 pitch fouled off straight back again.
A nice crowd.
It's a nice crowd in our press box, pretty much integrated with the crowd. Just kind of placed smack dab in the middle, probably about 10 rows up. The payoff pitch, fouled off straight back again.
Good thing that net's there.
That's the third in a row. Yeah, if that net wasn't there, there may be some people that are walking out of here with a few less teeth than what they had before.
Do that.
Playing, staying alive by the BGs. The 3-2.
Oh, just missed.
Just missed it. Tried to go with a curveball. And that is ball 4. So Dustin Mertz, he has 2 doubles in this game. He has a runner on first. 2 runs have already scored here in the bottom of the 6th for Sears Valley. It was a two-run home run from Jake Barlow. Yanish delivers the first pitch, runs in near the shoe tops.
Yeah, the Roosters are kind of like us. I mean, they used a lot of their pitching this weekend. All three of their starters over the amount of pitches. It was like more than like 2 days of required rest or something like that. So
just trying to get through this game using as few arms as possible. That is the goal.
Yeah.
The 1-0 hit out to center field. Preston Lau ranging in near that logo out there, and it's going to be a backwards catch from Beavers. Throws to first, and it is in time.
Wow.
What a play from Andrew Beavers, the shortstop. He caught it ranging back, caught it over the head like he's a wide receiver, turned around and whipped to first for two.
That was insane.
I thought Preston Lau was going to call him off and make the catch running in. Instead, it was Beavers catching it while running straight back.
Wow.
And with the awareness to know that he could turn around and get them doubled off at first. That's a heck of a play for Andrew Beavers at shortstop. The Tennessee kid.
Wow.
He wears that Tennessee orange quite a bit in his free time.
Yeah, he does.
So after the Webb Gym double play from Andrew Beavers, it is Luis Pelayo, a 1-1 count. Pelayo inside the park home run and a triple. He has two legs of the cycle, probably the two hardest ones to get.
Yeah.
Probably won't get a fourth at bat to even try for another, though. 1-1 fouled off of home plate. 1-2.
Wow.
Just 3 strikeouts for the Saberdogs.
Just take a hit. Tell you what.
The 1-2.
Good miss.
Braked outside. Was a good miss. Tried to get a swing and a miss. Stone cold take. Pelayo's strikeout to walk ratio this past year with the Oklahoma School of Science and Arts. 55 walks to 29 strikeouts. 2-2 line to Beavers, who makes the catch. So that is the Andrew Beavers inning. After catching it while running backwards and doubling off the runner at first, then catching that line drive that was scolded right at him. So 2 runs score for the Saberdogs in the bottom of the 6th on the 2-run home run from Jake Barlow. Trappers have got 3 outs left, and Drew, go down there. See if you maybe can get a quick at-bat or something. So thanks for catching up with us. We're going to take a quick break here and come back for the final 3 outs unless the Trappers score 4 or more here on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
At Darren Boyle Sales, I am thankful for this recent moisture, and we continue to get ready for mowing season with a great selection of Bush Hog mowers. Bush Hog mounted and pull-type mowers in sizes from 7 to 15 feet, Bush Hog zero-turn mowers in 3 models, and Bush Hog tillers, 3-point discs, and mounted blades ready for work this spring. I also have Bush Hog rakes and disc mowers on hand for this year's haying season. If you need farm equipment of any kind, give me a call at 222-0317, like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page, or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com.
The BRG Media Group Sports Players Perspective Podcast.
The professionalism and everything that goes along with the NFL and just the prestige have become just what a great organization and all the franchises and clubs involved is something I am really, really looking forward to.
Here's Brandon Cruz has made the NFL as an official. Hear from Brandon on the Players Perspective Podcast. Download or listen to your favorite station page at prgnews.com and the BRG News app. Brought to you by American Bank of Trust and Avera Orthopedics.
And we're back in here for the top of the 7th inning. Trappers trailing it 14-0. The Saberdogs have put on a hitting clinic in this game. Trappers need to score 4 runs or more here in the top of the 7th. Otherwise, it will be a 10-run mercy rule. I'm Ryan Breeden, your voice of the Trappers, here bringing you almost every game along the way. my producer, Heather Williams, back in the studio. Always appreciate her. The new pitcher on the mound for the Saberdogs, number 9, David Demeter. Position player. At this point, why not roll a position player out there? Connor Bendek will pinch hit for the Trappers. That's hit to short. Fielded on a hop, thrown to first in time for the first out of the inning. So first pitch ground out from Connor Bendek. Went up there with an aggressive mindset. Made contact. And now the Trappers down to their final two outs here in the series opener at Corbett Field in Minot, North Dakota. Now Anthony Barraza, 0-2. First pitch from Demeter. That's a big cut, but coming up empty. So digs back in. The offset stance, the hands up over the head. 0-2. Just got under it and fouled it straight back out of play. 0-2. Colby Rich on deck. Anthony Barraza. Trappers down to their final two outs in the game, trailing 14-0. The 0-2 pitch missed outside. It's just been one of those days for the Trappers. Anything hard that has been hit has gone to the wrong spots of the yard. Saberdogs jumped on it early. The 1-2 breaking ball runs back in and is taken for strike three. So Barraza goes down looking. And that is the second out of the inning. And so it actually will be Will Hawk coming up to bat as the final out for the Trappers, trailing 14-0. First pitch, that missed low. David Demeter on the mound, the position player. Pitching with a big lead. The 1-0 to Hawk, and he spots that one on the outside edge for strike one. 1-1 the count, one hit in the game for the Trappers. It was a ground rule double from Noah McCreary. The 1-1, swung at and missed, went dipping at a changeup. And so now the Trappers down to their final strike in this game. The drum roll playing over the speakers. The 1-2 pitch missed high. So Will Hawk will live to see another pitch. The crowd clapping along here, trying to pick up the final strike of the game. The 1-2 hit up the middle, and that is a base hit. So Will Hawk keeps the game rolling. The second hit of the game for the Trappers. It comes when they are down to their final out, met with some boos by the crowd. And now it is Colby Rich. He subbed in at third. Took over for Hunter Brown. First pitch, fouled off. Actually, they're going to say it was swung at and missed in a passed ball, so I thought he fouled it. But he did not. Instead, it goes down as a swinging strike and a passed ball, and it allows for Will Hawk to take second base. So the second time in the game, the Trappers have had a runner in scoring position. The 0-1 waved at and missed. That one was another off-speed pitch, and it is now 0-2 again, and the Trappers once again down to their final out. 14-0. Crowd on their feet. And the 0-2. Swung out and missed for strike three, and that will do it. 14-0 is the final score. The Saberdogs win it over your Pier Trappers here in the first game of a 5-game series. So just not really a whole lot to be said about this game. 14-0. Saber Dogs with their handshake line out there near the mound. Trappers walking out to left field to get into a huddle and talk some things out with Coach Jamie Haubiger. We'll make this a short post-game show. Not really a whole lot to talk about. 14-0, the final score. The Trappers fall here via the mercy rule in 7 innings. We'll come back here for a quick Trapper Wrap post-game show, and then we will send it back to your regularly scheduled music. So we'll be back here in a moment for the Trapper Wrap post-game on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Pier Trappers Baseball on River 92.7 has been brought to you by Grey Goose Motors, The Outpost Lodge, Tokyo Japanese Cuisine, The Corner Station and The Crossing, Classic Car Wash, Garen Boyle Sales, and Avera St. Mary's Hospital. Stay tuned. Trapper Wrap, a look back at tonight's game, is next on The Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Tokyo Japanese Cuisine prepares authentic Japanese fare, including hibachi and delicious sushi. Conveniently located in the Northridge Plaza, Tokyo is a great choice for eat-in or take-out in the pier area. Tokyo Japanese Cuisine is known for its variety in taste and high-quality fresh ingredients. They're open from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, noon to 9 on Sundays. For carry-out orders, call Tokyo Japanese Cuisine at 605-494-3388.
It's the easiest way to shop locally online and save. Discount deals at drgnews.com any time of the day or night with great savings on items and services. Deuce's Wild Repair, Pier Custom Detailing, River City's Public Transit, TMA, Shell's Gas Stop, Capital City Monuments, and more. Register to save your payment information or shop as a guest. Just click on Discount Deals at any station page on drgnews.com. Discount Deals from DRG Media Group.
Trappers game coverage on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7, now continues with Trapper Wrap, a recap of tonight's game. Let's go back to the ballpark.
And we're back in here at Corbett Field. I'm Ryan Breed, and your Voice of the Trappers. Final score 14-0. Saber Dogs take it here in game one of the five-game series that will be played here in Minot. Just really wasn't much of a game from the start. The Saber Dogs got on it early, scored 4 runs in the first, added on 1 in the second, and then scored 5 in the third. Put up a couple more in the fourth and the sixth just for good measure. And the Trappers never really had a chance. 3 base runners reached in the game for Pier. It was a ground rule double from Noah McCreary. Hunter Brown reached on an error, which is what it was scored in the book here. And then it was a base hit with 2 down in the seventh from Will Hawk. Those were the only 3 base runners to reach safely. Very different story for the Sears Valley Saber Dogs. 16 hits, 11 extra base hits, 7 doubles, 2 triples, an inside the park home run, and a regular home run. So it's just domination all around the board. It was a quick game tonight, just under 2 hours. Now reaching 8:35 p.m. local central time. Game started at 6:35, and that is when the game tomorrow will start here as well at the same spot. I'll be back here for that game. Trappers fall to 4-4 on the season. Back to 500. The Saber Dogs now 6-1. Their lone loss being a 6-2 loss against the Red River Pilots a couple of days ago. The Pilots, last time I saw, were ahead 9-2 against the North Iowa Raging Roosters. We still have a huddle there out from the Trappers team and Coach Jamie Haubiger down the line in left field. We're going to take a quick break here in a moment, and I'm going to see if I can track down Coach Jamie for a post-game interview. They're breaking it down right now. So I'm going to take a quick break, see if I can get Coach Jamie Habiger here for a quick post-game interview before we wrap things up. You're listening to Trapper Rap post-game on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
The Corner Station in Pierre can help you get ready for all of your activities and trips all summer long. Fuel up your car, grab snacks, drinks, and coffee, and get on the road so you can make the most of the beautiful summer months. Save 10 cents off per gallon when you pay in-store with cash or a check. They are open every day at 7 a.m. Stop into the Corner Station located at 103 East Pleasant Drive on the S-Curve in Pierre.
You can listen to any of your favorite DRG Media Group stations just about anywhere. All you need to do is download the app. Just log on to drgnews.com or download it directly from the App Store or Google Play. You'll get high-quality sound, up-to-date news, weather, and sports stories and video, podcasts, and, of course, your favorite music, notifications, and more. If you don't already have it, download it right now and see what you've been missing. The DRG News app, brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino.
Hi, my name is Matt. I'm from Griggs Motors. I have an automotive key addiction. I go to the junkyard, I take keys out, I take them home, I pick them, I disassemble them, and when I get good at that, I hang upside down, and I take them apart and do it as fast as I can. So before you go to a dealer, I can save you a lot of money from a tow, and I can do things with automotive keys that dealers can't even dream about. I can do broken keys, I can do key programming, key fobs, anything to do with automotive keys that they tell you you can't do, I can do. Come check me out at GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com.
The BRG Media Group Sports Players Perspective Podcast.
The professionalism and everything that goes along with the NFL and just the prestige of become just what a great organization and all the franchises and clubs involved is something I am really, really looking forward to.
Here's Brandon Cruz has made the NFL as an official. Hear from Brandon on the Players Perspective Podcast. Download or listen to your favorite station page at drgnews.com and the DRG News app. Brought to you by American Bank of Trust and Avera Orthopedics.
And welcome back in here to the Trapper Rap post game. I'm joined now alongside Trappers head coach Jamie Habiger. And coach, just one of those days, I think, you know, a long travel day, the day before, just not really a whole lot to say or to read into about this game, I would say.
Yeah, you know, that's a great team over there. We did have a little road lag. That's not our excuse, but Brady was fine on the mound. You know, he threw it there. These guys, it's a heck of a hitting team over there. That's a good team. So we just got to step up and be better.
Yeah, as you mentioned, Brady Glenn, the starter, he was throwing strikes, throwing good stuff. He only walked one batter in his three, I think it was, innings that he went. So not like he was wild or missing anything. They were just staying with it and hitting it. They had 11 extra base hits in the game, 7 doubles, 2 triples, and inside the Parker, and one that left the yard too.
Yeah, like I said, that's a heck of an offense over there. We'll be fine. You know, it's like I said, we had road lag, and we'll be ready to go tomorrow. We'll rest up tonight and then come back and give them a shot tomorrow.
Sounds good, Coach. Thanks for joining us quick, and we'll go get some food here and go rest up and have another one tomorrow night.
Yep, thanks. Go Trap.
So that was Trappers head coach Jamie Habiger joining me for postgame. Always appreciate his time. So that will probably do it here for the Trapper Rap postgame show. 14-0, Trappers fall tonight on the road in Minot to the Sears Valley Saberdogs. But the great thing about the sport of baseball, you typically do not go that long without the next one. So another opportunity tomorrow night to try and even things back out and rewrite the ship after it was sunk today. Have a chance to do it again tomorrow night at 6:30. I'll be back on the call tomorrow. My producer, Heather, will be back in the studio. We'll be back here at Corbett Field. 14-0, the final tonight. Thank you to everybody for listening. I'm Ryan Breeden, and I'll be right here tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of your night, and see you tomorrow.
Trapper Rap, a recap of tonight's Pure Trappers action. Thank you for joining us and stay with us all season long on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.